A magnetic resonance imaging, or MRI, is a test that uses a magnetic field and pulses of radio wave energy to make pictures of organs and structures inside the body. In many cases, MRI gives information that cannot be seen on an X-ray, ultrasound, or CT scan. MRI also may show problems that cannot be seen with other imaging methods. For an MRI test, the area of the body being studied is placed inside a special machine that is a strong magnet. Pictures from an MRI scan are digital images that can be saved and stored on a computer for more study. The images also can be reviewed remotely, such as in a clinic or an operating room. In some cases, a contrast material may be used during the MRI to show pictures of organs or structures more clearly.
Why is it done?
MRI is done for many reasons. MRI is used to find problems such as tumors, bleeding, injury, blood vessel problems, or infection. MRI also may be done to provide more information about a problem seen on an X-ray, ultrasound scan, or CT scan. Contrast material may be used during MRI to show abnormal tissue more clearly. An MRI scan can be done for the head. MRI can look for tumors, an aneurysm, bleeding in the brain, nerve injury, and other problems such as damage caused by a stroke. MRI can also find problems of the eyes and optic nerves, and the ears and auditory nerves. The chest. An MRI of the chest can look at the heart, the valves, and coronary blood vessels. It can show if the heart or lungs are damaged. MRI of the chest may also be used to look for breast or lung cancer. The blood vessels. Using an MRI to look at blood vessels and the flow of blood through them is called magnetic resonance angiogram, or MRA. It can find problems of the arteries and veins, such as an aneurysm, a blocked blood vessel, or a torn lining of a blood vessel. Sometimes contrast material is used to see the blood vessels more clearly. The abdomen and pelvis. MRI can find problems in the organs and structures in the belly, such as the liver, gallbladder, pancreas, kidneys, and bladder. It is used to find tumors, bleeding, infection, and blockage. In women, it can look at the uterus and ovaries. In men, it can look at the prostate. Bones and joints. MRI can check for arthritis, problems with the temporomandibular joint, bone marrow problems, bone tumors, cartilage problems, torn ligaments or tendons, or infection. MRI can also tell if a bone is broken if an X-ray cannot tell. MRI is done more commonly than other tests to check some bone and joint problems. The spine. MRI can check the discs and nerves of the spine for conditions such as spinal stenosis, disc bulges, and spinal tumors. How to prepare. Before your MRI test, tell your doctor and the MRI technologist if you are allergic to any medicines. The contrast material used for MRI does not contain iodine. If you have a known allergy to the contrast material used for MRI, tell your doctor before you have the test. Sometimes the benefits of having this test may outweigh the risks. Tell the technologist if you are or might be pregnant. If you have a pacemaker, artificial limb, any metal pins or metal parts in your body, especially in the eyes, metal heart valves, metal clips in your brain, metal implants in your ear, tattooed eyeliner, or any other implanted or prosthetic medical device, such as a medicine infusion pump, tell the technologist or your doctor. Also tell your doctor if you have had an accident or if you work around metal. This increases the possibility that you have metal fragments in your head, eyes, skin, or spine. An X-ray may be taken first to see if you can have the MRI test. Tell the technologist or your doctor if you have an intrauterine device, also called an IUD, in place. This may prevent you from having the MRI test done. If you become very nervous in confined spaces, you need to lie very still inside the MRI magnet, so you may need to have the test done with open MRI equipment. It is not as confining as standard MRI machines. You may need medicine to help you relax. If you have any other health conditions, such as kidney problems or sickle cell disease, that may prevent you from having an MRI using contrast material, or if you wear any medicine patches, the MRI may cause a burn at the patch site. You may need to sign a consent form that says you understand the risks of an MRI and agree to have the test done. Talk to your doctor about any concerns you have regarding the need for the test, its risks, how it will be done, or what the results may show. You may need to arrange for someone to drive you home after the test if you are given a sedative to help you relax. For an MRI of the belly, you may be asked to not eat or drink for several hours before the test. Results. The radiologist may discuss initial results of the MRI with you right after the test. Complete results are usually ready for your doctor in 1 to 2 days. An MRI can sometimes find a problem in a tissue or organ, even when the size and shape of the tissue or organ looks normal.